Please join me in prayer. Loving and generous God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be found pleasing in your sight. For you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So in my family, my siblings and I have a pretty significant age gap. My sisters are 18 and 12 years older than my twin and I, and my brother is 4 years. Which has always made the season of the holidays a season that is also a homecoming, as it is for many families. So that meant that in addition to all of the seasonal preparation that we typically did, right, the baking, the decorating, the cleaning, the cooking, the traveling, all of those pieces, there were the additional pieces of preparation to manage. Navigating the additional trips to the airport for pickups and drop-offs on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Navigating sharing beds when we squeezed all the people that we could into our three-bedroom house. And of course, refamiliarizing ourselves with sharing one full bathroom with 6 or 7 people. But in all of that preparation, both for our family to be coming together and for the celebration of the holiday itself, the air was always full of anticipation. That tangible excitement of collecting the right number of feet under the table, of having time away from work and school to enjoy being in space together, and all of this energy within ourselves looking forward to being together during a season full of traditions and celebrations, a season where time almost feels like it stands still and the pressure of the world falls away, at least for a few days. And in that window where the noise of the world feels like it falls away, we have that opportunity to really hold the rewards of what we have been preparing for all kinds of events, celebrations, holidays, work opportunities, sporting events, competitions, everything. We spend so much time and care preparing ourselves, our kids, our families, our homes, our finances. But how often do we really intentionally prepare our spirits? The season of Advent, we spend these 4 weeks preparing ourselves in awaiting the birth of Emmanuel, of God with us. And John's call to confession and repentance is an invitation into an ongoing process of unburdening, of making room in our lives and our hearts. In other words, this call that John brings to the world is an invitation into preparing. And in doing so, making that room for God allows for sanctification. If we think about all of the people who were flocking to John in the wilderness, we have to remember that going to hear him preach required intentionality, that desire for something more than the familiar. It required people to leave behind their homes and their lives and go into the desert. And people were seeking a direct word from God, especially after waiting for centuries. But the culmination of this journey that people were making across the desert to hear from John is this act of baptism. And going from aridness in the desert to being washed in the Jordan is a physical expression of a spiritual journey that also manifests behavioral change. In this season of waiting for God with us, for Emmanuel to be born and arrive among us, in this season of desiring God and yearning for God's presence, we ask the question, are we intentional about the ways that we prepare for God to be with us? What do we do as a community to prepare for God to be here with us? Does our prayer life change? Do we give more of our time or our talents or our money? Do we live into what we want to see the church do instead of complaining about all the things that we aren't seeing the church do? Do Transformation is not just personal, but it is communal. While individuals may have traveled to hear John, they were baptized in groups. John tells us to prepare the way and make straight the road for the one coming after him. This is an instruction not only about the work that we do in preparing our own hearts for Jesus, but also about preparing the way for him to work in the world, in the lives of others, in communities, and we are reminded that Advent is far more than waiting for Christmas presents, and even more than waiting for the birth of baby Jesus. Advent is about longing for another world, groaning for justice and aching for oppression to end. For us as Christians, Jesus' birth marks the beginning of the end for the empires of this world. So in that longing and in that groaning and aching us and for the end of oppression, how do we individually and congregationally do that work of preparing? What might we need to leave behind to make room in our hearts and our lives for Jesus? And what does it look like to declutter our lives, our space, our schedules, our minds, to create that space for Jesus to be? And the comes up is what question, what help do we need from others in order to make that room? And what might we offer to others in their efforts to do the same? How do our own expectations get in the way of what God is trying to do in our lives? Madeleine L'Engle wrote in First Coming, "He did not wait till the world was ready, till men and nations were at peace. He came when the heavens were unsteady and prisoners cried out for release. He did not wait for the perfect time. He came when the need was deep and great." It may be a tight squeeze, like when we find our own families adjusting to more bodies in the house and around the table. But that work of preparation that we have largely said is worth endeavoring in certain times of the year is what brings us a role in preparing the way of the Lord and making the path straight before him. He comes when the need is deep and great. So have we prepared a place for him to rest? Amen.